The rest of the story. I'm going to paint for you the portrait of a pushover. He's a schoolboy with the first name of a girl. In class, he's the teacher's pet. He's a straight-A student. He sits in the front row. Each day, he wears a blue suit with a white shirt and a necktie. His quiet intelligence and poetic appearance make him the darling of the adults. But to his schoolmates, he's laughingstock. Shy and withdrawn, introspective, subject to countless phobias and spells of terror, his refuge is the public library. His escape from the threat of reality is the literature which he devours hours on end. When intimidated by other boys, he will not fight. He cannot fight. He's called a sissy. He is ridiculed for his sallow complexion and his delicate physique and his funny way of talking. He is the ritual object of amusement, sometimes sprayed with cheap perfume, regularly beaten bloody. Still, he will not, cannot defend himself. He goes to the movies and sits alone. He wishes with all his heart to be like the heroes of the screen. But he knows that is an impossible dream. By now you may have attached a name to the youngster I've just described, for he is a page in your private book of memories. And yet I've told you about a certain schoolboy, a certain timid youngster named Marion, and I haven't told you the rest of the story. Tim and Marion lived in Glendale, California, not far from the local firehouse. On his way from school each day, he stopped there to talk with a fireman, and they became his friends. One day, Marion showed up with a cut lip and a bloody nose and two black eyes. The fireman asked what had happened. After much coaxing, Marion confessed that he'd been beaten up by a bully at school. No, he had not fought back. He had run away as quickly as he could. Well, now, one of those firemen was an ex-boxer, a former professional fighter. Running away would do no good, he told Marion. And he offered then and there to teach the boy how to defend himself. A few weeks of after-school training at the firehouse, and he promised that Marion would be as skilled with his fists as any schoolyard bully. This was the promise. With it came a warning. A first name like Marion is just asking for trouble. That would have to change. Well, Marion thought for a moment. He had given his pet dog a rather macho moniker. And the fireman liked that name, and they began calling Marion by the name of his Airedale puppy. Not all of the world's Marions can ascribe happy endings to their stories, but this one did. Within 2 months after he'd been taking boxing lessons, any boy who called Marion Marion could expect to receive the thrashing of his life. And to this day, we never call Marion Marion. For the frightened schoolboy bookworm in the blue suit and the white shirt and the necktie, the emaciated introspective pushover sprayed with cheap perfume and labeled a sissy, got a new lease on life in a Glendale firehouse. And he got a new name from his own faithful dog, the name Duke. Now, perhaps you have never heard of Marion Michael Morrison, yet surely you've heard of John Wayne, Duke Wayne, and now you know the rest of the story.